This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. decided that it is going to veto a resolution, a United Nations resolution, backed by almost all other Security Council members, many other nations, demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. Supporters called it a terrible day and warned of more civilian deaths and destruction as the war goes on into its third month.
We are at a breaking point. There is a high risk of the total collapse of the humanitarian support system in Gaza, which would have devastating consequences. We anticipate that it would result in a complete breakdown of public order and increased pressure for mass displacement into Egypt.
That's UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres making the plea for peace, saying that a ceasefire is absolutely necessary. Vladimir Putin has moved to prolong his repressive and unyielding grip in Russia for at least another 6 years, announcing his candidacy in the presidential election next March, that he's all but certain to win. He still commands wide support after nearly a quarter century in power. Taiwan says that China sent a balloon.
Taiwan says the balloon passed over the northern port city of Keelung on Thursday night, then continued east before disappearing. Taiwan has threatened to shoot down such balloons, but the ministry did not say what, if any, action was taken. Taiwan adds, as of Friday morning, 26 Chinese military aircraft and 10 Navy ships.